Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education, in conjunction with the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation and UNICEF, bring you educational radio lessons focusing on literacy and numeracy skills. Stay tuned for a fruitful lesson in education in the comfort of your home.
Welcome to the Education Zone, a program brought to you by the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education. How are you, grade 3 boys and girls? I hope you are well. It is now time for Family, Religion and Moral Education with me, your teacher, Miss Rumbidzai Chijiri. In this lesson, make sure you have a pen, a paper or any ICT gadget for recording purposes. Parents and family members, you are welcome. And you are free to assist our learners. In our previous lesson, I gave you some questions, and these are the answers that I was expecting. Number one, Christians celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ on Christmas. Number two, on Palm Sunday, Christians remember the day that Jesus Christ entered Jerusalem riding a donkey. Number three, on their sacred days, Christians rest from work, worship, and devote the day to fellowship. Number four, during Lent, Christians fast, pray, and help the needy. Well done, boys and girls, if you got the answers correct. Now, boys and girls, let us get into today's lesson. Our topic is places of worship in Christianity. We are going to identify the place of worship for Christians. What is the Christian place of worship, boys and girls? What is the Christian place of worship? Well, listen very attentively. Most Christians use the church as their place of worship. Therefore, a church can be identified as a building or a sacred place where Christians assemble to worship. Can you spell the word church? Can you spell the word church? If you said C-H-U-R-C-H, well done. Some Christians pray in chapels, cathedrals, and so on. However, there are some Christians like apostolic churches who worship in open spaces. Some worship under trees and others on mountains. Christians may also gather in their homes to worship. When Christians meet to worship, they feel that they become closer to God. Imagine, boys and girls, what a church looks like. Well, although the churches may be different in terms of style, shape, or size, they may have some common features like the altar and the pulpit where the preacher gives his or her sermon. They also have the cross. The Christian services are usually led by ordained priests, pastors, bishops, evangelists, and so many others. If these are not available, a church elder or anyone can lead. boys and girls, I want you to answer the following questions. Number one, what is the Christian place of worship called? What is the Christian place of worship called? Well, the Christian place of worship is called a church. Well done if you said that. We go on to number two. Name any two features found in a church. Name any two features found in a church. Features found in the church includes a cross, an altar, a pulpit, and others. Number three. Spell the word worship. Spell the word worship. Well, it is WORSHIP. I'll repeat WORSHIP. Well done, boys and girls, if you got that correct. So, boys and girls, what have you learned today? I'm sure you remember that we talked about the church as the place of worship for Christians. For your homework, boys and girls, I want you to copy the following questions. Number one. What is a church? What is a church? I hope you are writing down this question, boys and girls. What is a church? Number two. Name any two other places of worship where Christians worship. Name any two other places of worship where Christians worship. Number three. Name any two groups of people that can lead a Christian service. Name any two groups of people that can lead a Christian service. Name any two groups of people that can lead a Christian service. When you write grade 3s, I want you to write neatly. Every sentence should start with a capital letter and end with a full stop. Well, boys and girls, this is the end of our lesson. Thank you, family members, for assisting. It is now time to say goodbye. I'm your teacher, Miss Rumbidzai Chijiri. Stay home and stay safe.
Today's broadcast of Educational Lessons was brought to you by the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education in conjunction with the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation and UNICEF. We hope you enjoyed the lesson. Tune in for more education lessons on ZBC Radio.